98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Let's get a win.
Come on.
It is a brand new week and we have a brand new prize up for grabs in Matchy Matchy this morning. So many incredible things you could be winning if you match three words with either myself or Brendan. We give you three words, you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with ours, you could be getting your hands on all of these.
Thanks, regular Rebecca and Brendan.
Yes. Grab that microphone for your new karaoke machine.
With an LED face mask.
Matchy, matchy, stably cups.
Relax with a pedicure for two.
Wimit Chiminea.
A dartboard.
A laundry voucher.
A night out bowling.
A takeaway voucher.
A night out axe throwing.
A new coffee machine with espresso cups.
And look your best with this limited edition matchy, matchy hair dryer.
Win, win, win with matchy, matchy.
Wow.
A fancy hairdryer. Ooh, nice. The list of prizes continues to grow, but hopefully we can get rid of them now with thanks to Tara, who's in Trim. You're on 98FM. Tara, how are you?
I am wonderful. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, Tara. How was the weekend?
The weekend was very tiring, I have to say.
Tiring, Tara?
Yes.
Why so?
We had my in-laws helping my husband do insulation in the attic all day yesterday as a birthday present.
Oh, as a birthday present?
Yes. Wow, so I was cooking. So I was cooking breakfast, lunch and dinner all day.
Were you?
Oh, wow.
Well, that was very nice of you to do that. But also, you know what? Your energy rating in your house will be up after doing this
exactly.
as well. But come here, what did you cook yesterday?
B-E-R through the roof, literally.
It doesn't help when I'm going through the chains though, Rebecca.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I understand.
Tara's hot enough.
Yeah, do you know what though? In the winter months, I think you'll be glad of it. Exactly. What did you cook yesterday, Tara?
Oh, I had a fry for breakfast and then we had soup and rolls for lunch.
Nice.
And chicken curry for dinner.
Wow. Tara, you were flat out.
Yes, very busy yesterday.
Great stuff. Any leftovers now for lunch today?
There is, yes.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm not cooking
that's great.
Today now. I'm
excellent, excellent. Tara, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Oh, I'm going to try you, Brendan.
Okay.
Brendan's off.
Yes.
Okay, I'm off to the soundproof booth. Thank you,
Goodbye,
Tara.
Goodbye, Brendan. Speak to you shortly. Okay, Brendan's off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy win for the first time in a long time. Tara, your first word this morning. Butter.
Cup.
Butter, cup. Your second word, web.
Carpet.
Did you say web, carpet?
Red, did you say red?
Oh, yes? No, I said web, W-E-B, yes. Sorry, my apologies.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Web, oh gosh. Oh, my brain's gone dead on that one. Wed.
Web. Web. W-E-B.
W-E-B. Web. Oh, web. Web. Oh my gosh. No. Web. I can't think of anything. Webster? No, that's not going to work.
Oh. Is there anyone with you to help you with this one?
Hang on. Let me get my husband and see if he can help me.
Go on.
Brian, web. Anything for web. Web design. There we go.
Web design. Very good. Thank you to your husband. And your third word, Tara, is down. D-O-W-N.
Town?
You're going with town?
Downtown? D-O-W-N. Downtown?
So we have butter, cup, web design, and downtown. Are you happy to lock in those three words?
Yes, lock them in.
Very good. We are locking them in and getting our Brendan back into studio from that stunning soundproof booth. Hiya, pet.
How are you?
Very well. How are things in there?
It was just a little eye mask in there. I was tempted to pop it on.
Ooh, is it the red satin one I left in there last week? Okay. Right, Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Ooh, saucy.
From the Super Sniffer. Anyway, first word, butter.
Oh. I'm between two. Butter. Okay, I'm... Dish.
Butter dish.
Oh.
Second word, web. W-E-B.
What comes after that? Loads of things come before it. Oh, site.
Website. And your third word this morning, down.
Under.
Down under.
There's too many options this morning.
Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy with Tara, who's just outside Trim this morning? Sadly not. You actually didn't match on any this morning.
Did we not?
There were so many options for those words, I have to say. So Tara went buttercup, web design, downtown.
Oh,
Brendan,
very good.
Butter dish, website, down under.
Yeah, no, and Tara, none of the ones you said were even my second option. So we weren't going to do it this morning. But thanks so much for sticking me in the soundproof booth and for playing matchy matchy. And enjoy the leftovers for lunch today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
It's been a pleasure, Tara. Thanks for playing Matchy Matchy.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Never forget what we said last week. 98 FM.
It is that time of the week where we take a look back at the things that came out of our mouths on this show the week previous. This morning, Rebecca is in the hot seat.
Ooh.
I've got five questions. Let's see if... we can see how much of this show you remember from the week gone by.
I can't even remember an hour ago this morning.
No, neither can I, love. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, question one. Who did Faye Tozer say she would love to see play her in a Steps movie? We met Steps last week. She mentioned two actors, so either one would be good.
Faye from Steps. Blonde hair, blue eyes, very striking. I believe 'twas Margot Robbie. Was that one of them?
Okay, let's see.
I always say if it was somebody playing me, this is, I don't know, punching, but Kate Hudson, I'm a big fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Margot Robbie. That's how I would choose. Oh, yes. I was on the casting couch.
I feel like both Margot stars Robbie, ding, would really ding. Suit.
Yeah?
Wouldn't they?
Great choices. Yes. Well done. 1 point in the bag.
Thrilled.
Olivia Colman revealed what she would do in between scenes with fellow actors to kind of break any awkwardness, or if a fellow actor was feeling, you know, a bit...
nervous.
Yeah, she'd try and do something. What was it?
Pull my finger. Olivia Colman says that she always breaks wind when people are in the middle of filming a scene.
I love Olivia Colman. She's just real.
She's an Oscar winner. She says she regularly asks her co-stars to pull her finger on set.
I should have said pull her finger.
Yeah, you're a national treasure, but you really do have an odd superpower.
Excellent stuff. Pull my finger. She was speaking about Benedict Cumberbatch, I think, was having a stressful time on set.
Yeah, they're in some new film together.
Yeah, she broke the ice and more than that as well. Well done, 2 points. Zara Larsson revealed last week she has a new single with Tiffany Pollard's quotes from Celeb Big Brother. Mm-hmm. But what are the four words that are sampled in the track?
Do you know what? I watched that year a CBB, but this quote doesn't live rent-free in my mind. You know, there's some TV moments that just, you know, you get the reference straight away.
There are many Tiffany quotes from that series, but I'm looking at this in front of me and I don't know this.
Sexy. Is big in there. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, sexy, and fabulous. I don't know.
Let's take a listen.
Oh, hot, fly, hot and sexy.
I'm giving you that. You got 2 out of 4. 3 out of 3 so far this morning. Absolutely flying it, never forget. Next question. On Wednesday's show, we spoke about a new rumoured singing competition. It's called Sing If You Want to Go Faster. Who are meant to be the presenters?
Sing If You Want to Go Faster. Is it Amanda Holden or Alan Carr? Or it's not Holly Murs. Sing If You Want to Go Faster. H from Steps. I don't know, lads. I don't know. I can't remember.
Let's take a listen. Come here. Two of our favourite people, comedian Alan Carr and Spice Girl Emma Bunton.
Oh, that was
it. Lined up to host a new show called Sing If You Want to Go Faster.
Sing If You Want to Go Faster.
There, you got one of them. There's a point there.
A half point, really.
And finally this morning, Rebecca, to get 5 out of 5, on Thursday, our Luke Thomas revealed that at Rose of Tralee back in the day, he performed with two iconic noughties music acts. Who were they?
Samantha Mumba.
Mm-hmm.
And Naughty's music act. Is the other person Irish?
No, it's a band.
Samantha Mumba.
Paul Manass loves them.
Oh! Sexy Liberty X.
I played a gig with Liberty X back in 2001 and 2002.
Did
and
you?
Samantha Mum. I did, and they played this song. I love the original from the 80s, and this they did a great job on this one.
You well gave done. Me a bit of help.
5 out of 5 this morning.
Oh, I'm thrilled. Is that the first time ever?
Potentially. I'm yes. not keeping score, unfortunately.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.